Peya, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah here is going to talk about the din of Revoy. Revoy means that after the first 3 years after a tree is planted, the peros, the fruit that is grown, is called arla and is forbidden in benefit. You can't eat it, you can't derive benefit from it. In the fourth year, it is known as Revoy. Revoy has a similar status to Maaser Sheni, in that both of them need to be brought up to Yerushalayim and eaten there in Yerushalayim, or you can be poda it, you can redeem it, and bring the money up to Yerushalayim and spend it on food to be eaten in Yerushalayim. There is a machlokas in the Gemara in Brachos, on Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, whether or not Revoy is applicable to all trees, and according to that opinion, whenever we talk about Revoy, it's called Neta Revoy, plantings that in its fourth year. And another opinion says that it's only applicable to grapes, to grapevines, and that according to that opinion, it's referred to as Kerem Revoy. Now, our Mishnah starts out with the words Kerem Revoy. So, according to the opinion that it only applies to grapes, that makes a lot of sense that it says Kerem Revoy. According to the other opinion that understands it applies not just to a kerem, not just to a vineyard, but also to other types of fruit trees, the reason that it says kerem revoy here is because it'll be relevant in the seifa of this Mishnah, is going to talk about halachas that are only relevant to grapes. That's why we use the term kerem revoy, but in truth, the first halacha of our Mishnah will be applicable to all types of fruit trees. So the Mishnah reads, kerem revoy. This fourth year produce, Beishamai Omrim. Beishamai says, Ein lo chomesh. When you redeem it, you do not have to add on a fifth of the value to the redemption. Now, this is to distinguish it from Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni, when you redeem Maaser Sheni, you need to add on a fifth, which is really 25% of the initial value. When you add on that 25%, it becomes a fifth of the entire amount. So Beishamai says there is no din of chomesh applicable to the redemption amount. The ein lo biur, and there's no halacha of biur. What's biur? Biur is that in the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle and in the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, you have to take out all of the trumas and maestras and that you have not taken out and given to the correct parties and done the correct thing with it. And you need to either give it to them or you need to destroy it. In the case of Maaser Sheni, if you haven't eaten the Maaser Sheni in time for Bior, of that time of Bior, then you need to destroy it. So Beishamai says, unlike Maaser Sheni, which has a halach of Bior, that if the time that in the fourth year comes and you haven't eaten it, you then need to dispose of it, that is not applicable to Kerem Revoy. Uvesilil Omrim, Uvesilil disagrees on both accounts. He says, Yeshlo, it has both Chomesh, Kerem Revoy, that you have to add on a fifth, and it also has the din of Bior applicable to it. Now the Mishnah switches to a different point, and this is what we alluded to at the beginning, that this is going to be halacha that's only relevant to grapevines. Beishamai Omrim, that Kerem Revoy is Yeshlo Peret V'Yeshlo Olelos. So Beishamai Omrim Yeshlo Peret V'Yeshlo Olelos, referring to Kerem Revoy, that when you harvest the Kerem Revoy, there is a halacha of Peret, where the grapes that fall down in the process of harvesting them belong to Aniyim, and it has Olelos if there are individual grapes that don't have a Kasef or a Notef, that don't have the classic form of a cluster. Those are both applicable to the grapes of Kerem Revoy. Now, the Aniyim who are going to take possession of those things, they will have to treat it as Kerem Revoy, and they'll need to either bring it up to Yerushalayim or redeem it themselves. So it has the status of Kerem Revoy, but it belongs to the Aniyim, and they can deal with it as Kerem Revoy. V'aniyim podim la'atzman, as the Mishnah says, and the Aniyim, they'll have to be podit for themselves. Uveshilil Omrim, Veshilil says no. None of it goes to the Aniyim. Kulo lagas, all of it goes to the wine press. It has the status of Maaser Sheni, just like Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa, it belongs to Hekdesh, it belongs to Gavoa. We get to eat it from the produce that belongs to Hashem. And the same thing is true of Kerem Revoy. belongs to Hashem, and therefore the aniyim do not get any portion of it, and the Baal HaBayis, the farmer himself, is the person who benefits from Kerem Revoi, either by eating in Yerushalayim or being poda it and bringing the money and eating from that money in Yerushalayim.